can religion evolve with social change and maintain its embrace of a global community? The history of Jews, Christians, and Muslims is all about how social change produced division and schism among believers over everything from who can pray, who can read the Bible, and who has authority over the faithful. In our time, changes in how we view sexuality have produced new divisions and controversies. The Anglican Church and the American Episcopal community are at odds over the ordination of women and gays. Judaism has long been in conflict over the details of who can marry within the faith. Some Muslims have chosen to confront tradition by challenging segregation of women and the exclusion of homosexuality. In Europe, the first gay-friendly, inclusive mosque opened last week in a suburb of Paris. It's set inside the home of a Buddhist monk and welcomes Muslims of all backgrounds and sexual orientations, including transgender and transsexual Muslims. Muslim religious authorities in Paris, however, have not welcomed this development.
His mosque will not be one that others will visit or come to pray at, because it is built on foundations which are condemned by religion.
That's Dalil Babakar, the imam of the Great Mosque of Paris, speaking with Reuters. Ludovic Mohamed Zahed is founder of the LGBT-friendly mosque, which is affiliated with Muslims for Progressive Values, an organization founded by Ani Zonneveld, based in the United States. And for Ani and Ludovic, this is just the beginning of a greater progressive revolution taking place within Islam.
Opening an inclusive mosque open to all Muslims, non-Muslims, everybody who wants to share a deep spiritual gathering is something that has to do with proposing an alternative Islam in France. Islam is a philosophy of life, a spiritual quest. So it has nothing to do with controlling sexuality. That has a name, controlling sexuality, identities. That's called politic. So I think that that has nothing to do with Islam, and we have to say it out loud now. Very cautiously, very respectfully, but very clearly also.
Although many in Islam would say that the Holy Quran does not recognize a separation between politics and philosophy of life.
Yeah, why not? That's their point of view, and democracy is about expressing your point of view. But the majority of people here in France would not believe that religion has to rule our everyday life. Religion is a spirituality, a philosophy of life, but it could not be a law, even parallel or under the Republican, the common law. No, it's just something that will enhance our representation of ethics. Concerning what is said or not in the Holy Book, in the Quran, you will never see homosexuality, that term, used in the Quran. You will never see a verse of the Quran forbidding women to be imams. Just the opposite. If you look deep into our tradition, the hadith, the tradition of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to give that leadership, that imama, to several of his wives, to women, telling them, you have to quit the prayer, or you have to give a lesson to those men to teach them what is Islam. So I think that that institution that became the position of an imam has been dogmatized throughout the centuries. Mm-hmm. And masculinized, but it's not Islam.
We're talking with Ludovic Mohamed Zahed, who's the founder of Europe's first inclusive, he says, gay-friendly mosque in Paris. Joining us also is Ani Zonneveld, who's a co-founder and president of Muslims for Progressive Values in Washington, D.C. Ani, welcome to the program.
Thank you, John.
What are the pitfalls of establishing an institution like this openly in a place like Paris based on your experience? How closely do you have to be aware of community norms and mores and the kinds of people who are going to get angry about this sort of thing?
Well, here in the United States, we've established the first mosque over 6 years ago. The idea of an inclusive mosque is catching on. There is interest in Denmark. There's also interest in Egypt. We are aware what we are offering is an alternative. But the alternative that we're offering is not an alien concept, because when you go to Mecca, we don't segregate when we pray. And like Ludovic alluded to, we have always had female imams in our heritage, but what happened is politics. What happened was power. What happened was misogyny took over Islam. And everything that the Quran was revealed in order to counter the misogyny actually reverted back to pre-Islamic history. So what we're doing is we're claiming our right. We're saying, look, homosexuality, the word doesn't even exist in the Quran, and the way it has been interpreted, the key word here is interpreted, has been completely distorted the values of Islam.
In your experience, have the mosques that you've helped to establish in the United States become a home, a refuge, a place of solace and comfort for individuals who have sought that but not been able to find it elsewhere in Islam?
Yes, absolutely. We get emails from ex-Muslims that claim, oh my God, I never knew Islam could be this way. This is exactly how I feel, and your values is exactly what I feel Islam is, and I never knew that was possible, you know, and the list goes on like that. And we get emails from the Middle East even in regards to women leading prayer. And as far as they're concerned, they've had their Arab Spring. Now the next step is an Islamic revolution.
Ludovic Mohammed Zahid, do you believe that the opening of this mosque is a part, in some sense, of the Arab Spring, of an awakening that's taking place in many parts of the world where Muslims dominate?
That's a tricky question because I was born in Nigeria. I lived there in North Africa during my teenagehood, and I saw the civil war with my eyes, and it was awful, and that has nothing to do with Islam, believe me. I've been to Mecca 5 times, and the last time was last June with a woman imam called Amina Wadud, also that Annie knows very well. And I had no problem, only that in 10 years of Hajj and Umrah, in pilgrimage there, I've seen the difference. Now women are more and more ostracized and put behind barriers that did not exist 10 years ago. So there is good things that are happening, boiling, as you said, but also very bad things. And we have to be aware that it's only the beginning of a reformation of Islam.
Ludovic Mohammed Zahid is the founder of Europe's first inclusive LGBT-friendly mosque in Paris. And Annie Zonneveld is a co-founder and president of Muslims for Progressive Values, speaking with us from Washington, D.C. Annie and Ludovic, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.